The Mater University Hospital in Dublin has today become the first in Ireland to establish a centre for AI and digital health. The hospital says the new hub will use artificial intelligence to solve clinical problems and to help develop AI-driven solutions to improve patient care and outcomes. Before we came on air, I spoke to Professor Joe Galvin, consultant cardiologist at the Mater Hospital, and began by asking him what this new centre will do.
AI is something that has enormous potential in the healthcare sector. And it's something that can help us in terms, particular with diagnostics, in helping us with the interpretation of data. And that may be simple tests such as an ECG or a chest X-ray or an ultrasound or a CT scan, but it can augment our interpretation of these tests and sometimes see things that we cannot see with the human eye, things that the AI recognizes because it has reviewed 100,000 of these tests and linked them to subsequent diagnoses in the patients. So it can spot very subtle changes in tests that the human eye may not be able to see.
So it's an additional tool. Does it speed up diagnosis?
It has the potential to do that, yes. Depending on where it's used and how it's used, it can make diagnoses where doctors may not be able to make diagnoses.
Is there a danger of misdiagnosis in some cases?
Sure, that is a possibility. But I think it's very important for doctors using AI not to completely rely on it. It's simply another tool in our box in terms of trying to figure out what's wrong with the patient. So, for example, and again, going back to the cardiac side of things, one very interesting area for AI is the interpretation of ECGs. So if you come to me with chest pain and I do an ECG and it looks okay, and then I do an AI ECG interpretation and it tells me that you may have a blocked artery, I'll factor that in. But if your chest pain sounds cardiac, then I might send you for an emergency procedure. If your chest pain is on your right side where the horse kicked you, then I probably won't send you for an emergency cardiac procedure to open a blocked artery because your chest pain is muscular or musculoskeletal because of the horse kick. So I think human analysis is helped by this, but it should not be subservient to it.
How do you feel about using this yourself?
I certainly would be happy to use it in the evaluation of in certain situations. So, for example, here in the Mater, we are setting up a pilot project looking at patients presenting with chest pain. And in the emergency room, we are going to be using AI ECG to see if there's anything there that the human eye is missing. Most of these patients will be going for, or many of these patients will be going for an angiogram anyway. But if the AI ECG tells us that there is an occluded artery, we may do that procedure as an emergency rather than as a delayed procedure.
Let's talk about checks and balances. There's a national strategy due on this area soon, but what safeguards are in place now?
There's very limited introduction of AI into the system at present. The study that we're going to be doing with AI in the emergency room is just that. It's a study evaluating its use. And each of these studies will have to go through an ethics committee and get approval. There are certain instances where AI is already CE approved. It's you're allowed to use it, such as for interpretation of ECGs. We've been a little slow to adopt that in Ireland compared to some other countries. But I think in terms of safeguard, the most important safeguard is common sense. And if the AI tells you that there's something going on that makes no sense to a clinician, then the clinician should act on their own hunch, their own feeling as to what's going on and be influenced by the AI. But as I say, completely outrule your own common sense.
Cardiologist Professor Joe Galvin there.